Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 3rd of December. I'm your host, Paul White. I remind you that it's Tuesday. That means we have Bible study tonight in Flowery Branch, Georgia. And we will edit video and audio from that meeting and post it to our website tomorrow. And wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to get the full, it's usually about an hour, the full length of that study. If you want to get in on that study from the beginning, you can do so. Paul White Ministries has a Facebook or a YouTube page called PWM. Subscribe to PWM. Type in Studies in John, and they'll come up sequentially, numbered 1 through this week is 67. We are rolling, and we finished the 10th chapter tonight. I thought we would finish it a couple weeks ago, but I am under no speed impetus, and therefore I'm just taking our time and going through them at the speed we that serves us best in that moment, and this 10th chapter has just been loaded. Let's pick up today where we left off yesterday from 1 Corinthians 13, where Paul makes the statement that when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. He just said, we know in part and we prophesy in part. So we don't have it all. We are not complete. What is complete? By the way, that word perfect is the word complete. But when that which is complete has come, then that which is in part will be done away. Yesterday, we took you to 1 John 4 to show you that John describes love as perfect and that it's perfected in us to free us from the fear of punishment. So, what can we assume? As long as we have the fear of punishment, torment, love has not been perfected in us, which means that love is doing her perfect work. Love is completing and finishing in us that which love does. And that perfect love is to free you from guilt and condemnation and shame because you see a judgment has been exacted in Christ. So the contrast for Paul is we don't know everything, we don't have everything, even when we prophesy. So this is him pointing back to the gifts, ministries, and activities of the Spirit. We only know so much. If I use the word of wisdom, I only have so much wisdom. If I use the word of knowledge, I only have so much knowledge. If I prophesy, I only know so much. I don't have it all. What is an example of all? Love. When that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. My complete perfection is love. I don't think this is a person, although it's personified in Jesus, that's for sure. But I think Paul's talking about this coming not as a future event, and this is where some still translated, and I get that, and I did for a long time, that this was a future event Paul was looking forward to. I think it's an event in our future, but it's not an event on the timeline. It's when we begin to walk into the revelation of perfect love. Then all the other stuff falls away, and he compares it, then he changes metaphors, and he compares it to living as a child versus living as an adult. Verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. The metaphor here is, when you're a kid, you act like a kid, you only know what a kid knows, you think like a kid. When you grow up, you stop understanding and thinking like a kid. What's he mean? In many ways, we are living out these gifts, activities, and ministries like kids. We only know so much. We can only walk in so much. The more excellent way is to walk in love. Love leaves nothing behind. Love isn't incomplete. To grow into a place where love defines us versus gifts, ministries, and activities is a spiritual example of going from being a kid to being a full-grown adult. Verse 12, for now we see in a mirror dimly or darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. Some interpretations of this And I can only say this really because this was how I looked at this for a long time. I took that which is perfect coming and face to face to mean, and those are two different verses, by the way, that which is perfect is verse 10, face to face is verse 12. I put them together to say that the perfect thing must have a face. But I missed that Paul was simply using another metaphor. He isn't saying when the person gets here, I'll see him face to face. No, he's saying right now, all I see is through, and the word mirror is an interesting translation. I think the old King James says see through a glass darkly, which is sort of like I don't see the real image. I just see a distorted reflection of the image. I'm not walking in the image of perfect love is what I think Paul's saying. But when I get to that place where love is perfected in me, it will be like seeing people as they really are, not through some messed up image. It's a metaphor. So what's the metaphor? How is the metaphor applicable in reality? That's the last half of verse 12. Now I know in part, then I shall know just as I also am known. So I only know partially, but there's more to know. This is an admission from Paul that in many ways we are still children needing to grow up. And this is the message he's sending to Corinth. You're focusing so much on gifts, ministries, and activities, and you're not focusing on love. And the kids focus on gifts, ministries, and activities, but the adults focus on love. How do we know he's still talking about love? Look at the last verse. It's the next verse. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. He never left the topic. He did not divert into prophecy about the return of Jesus. He simply uses a series of metaphors to describe what the world will be like, what your particular world will be like when you become perfected by love. What a fascinating moment. Now, there is a little more that I want to add that comes straight from a Pauline letter. We'll move into a different Pauline epistle tomorrow to try and solidify that I believe Paul is talking about that perfect thing being love, and I think another text will help us. We'll do that and put a capstone on this 13th chapter tomorrow. See you then. God bless.